Hey everyone, Alan here, creator and host of Script to Screen. I've always been a fan of podcasts, and when I was still in college, I always wanted to host one, but it wasn't that simple back then. Nowadays, the options are endless, but there's only one that can help you and your podcast reach listeners and grow with your vision. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's exactly what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Anchor has been Script to Screen's home since I first started the podcast, and I couldn't be happier. Not only is it simple for uploading episodes, but fans can also reach out to us by sending voice messages and be featured on the show. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Again, that's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Send me a link when you're done. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Hi guys, I'm Ruth Jung.
Hello, my name is Joseph David Jones.
Hey, this is Kevin Sussman.
Hey, this is Amina Massoud.
I'm John Reese Davis, and you're listening to Script to Screen.
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 Hello, Jad. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. We're just
live number two. Script to Screen live number two. Episode two of the live. I just gotta say, join me in welcoming the solo to my Chewbacca, the one and only Han Solo.
Yo, 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 Mr.
Yo,
Allen.
Yo, yo.
How's it going, Chewie?
Okay.
I'm on 3G, by the way, so hopefully nothing is gonna disconnect.
Trying again? We're gonna have to end it. Nope, you're there. You're there. There you go. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, welcome, screeners. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, everybody. Indeed, this is episode. Are we calling these episodes? I don't know.
They're like the days of Corona. We don't know what they are. They just keep coming.
They're like the bonus season of like shit shows. It's like that filler season where it's like the spinoff. You know, it's like this is it. This is our spinoff. We have a spinoff. It's the live on Instagram.
We should have a crossover with someone sometime. That would be hilarious.
A crossover episode. Not bad. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
You know, maybe could talk to Bailey. We could talk to Bailey at some time and, you know, like have him pop up.
Can you have more than two people on a live?
On Insta Live, no, but we'll find a way to, we'll figure something out. I'm sure we can do something, record something, maybe on another app via video and just upload it.
Yeah, for sure. I know there's an app called Discord that you can do that with, I think. And then there's like Zoom and there's all these new apps that come up since the days of Corona. It's crazy. House Party, another one. All right. So we've got a few people watching so far. We've got like five or six viewers on my end. That's what I see. How many do you see?
Exactly. Five or six. They keep rotating.
Same. Yeah. So we'll give people a little bit of time to show up. We'll give people a little bit of time. In the meantime, let's go through the breakdown of the show. We've got a new system. So what we're going to do is we're going to dedicate 5 minutes each to talk about a news story of the week. None of those are going to be bad news stories. We're looking for good stories. We're looking for exciting news stories. And then after that, we're going to play a game. Yes. Where all of you viewers get to play along, but we are also playing the game.
Yeah, I don't know what Alan's answers are, and he doesn't know what my answers are, so it's going to be interactive.
We are going to be playing a game with each other. The game is we're using three words to describe, or three clues to describe a movie, and the other party has to guess what that movie is. Everybody watching can play along. You can help if you want to. And then after that, we're going to give you guys a recommendation each for the times of Corona, what you guys can watch in the days of Corona. And then we'll open it up for everybody watching, if you guys have any we'll do a Q&A with you guys to end exactly. the show. All right. We'll do a Q&A to end the show. Let's start things off. I've got my timer going so that way we stay on time.
Awesome.
So I'm going to go ahead and start the timer now. Let's go ahead with the news story of the week. I wish we had transitions or something. Or like you. Okay. Maybe I should like. Maybe I'll do like. I'll write something. News story. Oh, no,
zero
of the
viewers.
Week.
I'm kidding.
All right. So start off with your news story of the week, Mr. Solo.
So it's fun news. There is going to be a follow up to the Hobbs and Shaw film.
Hey, with, The Rock. Awesome.
The Rock was actually doing a live Q&A on Instagram, and they were asking him about what's going to happen with that specific franchise, because all the recent Fast and Furious movies have gathered above $1 billion. This one, a bit less, but still, it did pretty good. I think it's really good news because, yes, it's not a cinematic masterpiece, but it's fun. It's one of those movies which is, enjoyable, silly. They work well together. They have great chemistry together. It's just plain good old action, like over the top fun for me. So I really enjoyed it. And I can't wait to see where the story is going to evolve next with these two characters who are not, I believe, in the upcoming Fast and Furious movie, who is probably going to be postponed till I don't know when, but yeah.
Let me make this very, very clear. And I love that we can go uncensored now with Script to Screen, because when it comes to Hobbs and Shaw, here is my opinion on the movie. I fucking love it, is what it is. I love how ridiculous it is. I love how over the top it is. I love that they don't take themselves too seriously. I love that they're just having fun with it. It's a popcorn flick. It's over-the-top ridiculous action that makes no sense, but you love it anyway.
Yeah, it's
and
good.
You're right. The chemistry between the cast is insanely good. I'm game. I'm all for this.
I had a blast watching the movie, so I can't wait to see what they're going to do next. I mean, with the whole Samoan, that whole segment in Samoa was like super cool with the brothers and the cousins. And there are a couple, I think, of WWE superstars that popped up in the movie, including Roman Reigns. Yeah, big WWE fan.
You're a WWE fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Now it's weird. Now they're doing the shows without any audience members. So it's just off. It's not really working. They have the big event, WrestleMania, in like 3 days, which is the biggest wrestling event they have every year. And I don't know how that's going to look. But anyway, let's hope it's good and let's wait and see.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Anything else you want to talk about in regards to Hobbs and Shaw? You've got two more minutes. So
well, if I have two more minutes, I have. I'd like to see what's his name, Luke Evans. Was he his brother?
Yes. I would love to see his brother now join. Yeah, I agree.
Because he had a small cameo in, I lost track of the movies, but I guess the last Fast and Furious movie where they're on the plane rescuing the kid, the baby.
I think that's 8.
Probably 8, 9, 27. Again, like the Days of Kodo. Now, we don't know what it is. Fuck, they make a lot of movies. So I'd like to see that character in... more of his sister, more of his mother. Helen Mirren has had a small part, but apparently she escapes at the end of the movie.
Yes. So and
what's fun about this is it's focusing more on these two characters than 8, 9 characters, which are within the Fast Furious franchise. So you're focusing on Hobbs, you're focusing on Shaw. I like how they focused on Hobbs' family in Samoa,
his daughter,
tradition, that kind of the roots of Samoan culture, whatever. They didn't really go into it very deeply, but it was fun that they tried to do that. So again, I can't wait to see what they are going to do. I can't wait to see the bad guy, because Idris Elba was fun in this movie. He usually doesn't play bad guys.
I want to know who the bad guy is.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's behind the Elba thing. And then they have to bring back Vanessa Kirby because she's a badass, and I absolutely love her.
She's fantastic.
She's in the new Mission Impossible Like I'm
She's great. She's lovely. She's sexy. She's fun. I hope she's home safe. So yeah.
All right. Switching over to my news story. I had messaged you that I wanted to talk about a certain something that I kind of shared on Facebook, but very recently I read a few new casting announcements in regards to The Mandalorian season 2. And so I just have to bring up that they are gathering some of the dopest 80s stars for season 2 that I have ever heard. First off, we get Rosario Dawson picking up like a most beloved Star Wars character with Ahsoka. Then we got news that Michael Bayne is, I don't know how to say his last name, but he's going to be in season 2 of The Mandalorian. If you guys don't know who that is, he played Kyle Reese in The Terminator. So that's huge for any, what?
The first Terminator.
The Terminator. Yeah. So he's going to be in The Mandalorian season 2, and apparently he's a bounty hunter, which, I mean, if we're going to see Mando versus Kyle Reese, that's a crossover of all crossovers. And on top of it, very recently, they released that Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be in season 2 of The Mandalorian. Like,
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes. Like, wow. Literally, Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be in Star Wars now, which is like, boom, mind blown. Super excited.
That's crazy, man. Jamie Lee freaking Curtis. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, season 2 of The Mandalorian is looking to be some of the most dopest casting.
They need to get Arnold, because Arnold was with Jamie Lee Curtis in True Lies, and Arnold was with, what's his name, in Terminator.
Yes. That's so funny. 6 degrees of separation.
Exactly.
Look. I loved season 1 of The Mandalorian. Not only is it just a beautifully written, beautifully shot, world-building kind of show. It's a great show overall. It also falls under one of my most favorite franchises of all time, which is Star Wars. So I'm a fan. And I'm super excited about it. I can't wait for season 2. Apparently, it's supposed to be released sometime this November, but I don't know with Corona. I don't know how that's going to...
Yeah,
I don't know if that's going to be affected or not, but I'm still super pumped about it. I'm still super excited about it. Dave Filoni, who's kind of like one of the creators of the show, he released an image, a concept art, and he showed Ahsoka on one of the reptiles. And then one of the clones sitting right next to her. And this is also another character that's much beloved in the animated universe. So I'm guessing he's also going to be showing up, which is insane. It's just, there's so much like excitement for the fan base in the show. It's insane. Now, I'm worried about Rosario's voice not nailing Ahsoka's voice. Okay, so here's the thing. So that's kind of one of the other reasons why I wanted to bring that up. Because there's a lot of people that are kind of like, not hating necessarily, but like spreading slightly concerned views. Here's my take. If you can accept Matt Lanter as Anakin and Hayden as Anakin, you can accept Ashley as Ahsoka and Rosario as Ahsoka. They're not going to be the same. I forgot her last name, but it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same, but that doesn't mean that Rosario's not going to not nail it out of the park. I think she's going to hit it out of the park.
Isn't he also like, isn't there a time gap?
Sort of. I mean, there's going to be a time gap, but the thing is, the problem with... Hang on, I just want to make sure I'm still seeing the timer. The problem with Ahsoka's character is that Ahsoka also shows up in... And sorry, that's kind of a spoiler, but she shows up in Star Wars Rebels, which is essentially happening right before Rogue One and right before Episode 4. Okay. So essentially, the Mandalorian is happening somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's a little, again, it's a little not confusing, but it's a little crossovery. Okay. So, but still, if you can take Hayden and Matt Lanter, who does the voice for Anakin in Clone Wars, if it's okay for you to have two different Anakins, it should be okay for you to have two different Ahsokas. We're just so used to the animated Ahsoka that it's, you know, it's all right. It's all right. One final thing regarding Star Wars, and then we can move on. Disney Plus, I don't know if you read this, but I read this morning. Disney Plus is releasing the original cut of all the original Star Wars films on Disney Plus, including the no Hayden Christensen at the end of Return of the Jedi. So they're releasing the original cuts as well, which is something that the fan base has wanted. So now they're available, which is kind of cool.
No Jabba and Han Solo scene in A New Hope.
No. Jad is going to mention the statistical factual information. The Mandalorian is taking place 12 years after Rebels. So I guess that's fine. Then no complaints. Anybody who's complaining about Ahsoka has no longer any right to complain anymore. Except that we should be excited because now the animated and the live action universe have crossed over. And that's all we want. Ahsoka is now officially canon, which is awesome. Okay, so that's it for the news segment. I guess it's time to play the game.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready to get your ass kicked, boy?
To play the game, I guess. Game time. I don't know what I'm doing. It's all right. You said you wanted to have extra fun, but I guess that's not the kind of.
Not that. We should do shots next time.
Okay. All right. So the rules of the game are simple. I will give you one word, and then you try to guess with one word. And if that doesn't work, I'll give you another hint. And if that doesn't work, I'll give you the third hint. If you use all three hints, you'll lose. I guess. All right.
And you guys can participate. You guys can guess.
Anybody watching can definitely participate in the game. You know, if your friends aren't watching and if you know people who like movies and pop culture, bring them on the show. Tell them to watch this line. All right. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
I'll go first.
All right. Let's hear it. The first word.
Wax.
Wax. Wax. The fuck? Wax. Well, it's not going to be as easy as House of Wax, because that's just ridiculous. I don't think it would be that easy. I'll go for the second hint.
Is wax.
I'll go for the second hint.
Okay. The second hint is eBay.
All right, I'm going to go with what some of the people are saying. I'm going to say 40-year-old virgin.
Exactly. It's the 40-year-old virgin. Very well guessed, guys. Who's the first that guessed it? Wait, let's see. Mark. I guess it was Mark.
Yeah, Mark guessed it first. Well done, Mark.
Good job, Mark. You win a trip to... Well, no, we're stuck home, so no trips. But good job.
Yeah. All right, so here is my first one. I'll start with the word... Murder.
There are a lot of movies with murder. Right. So many. But I can guess. We can guess more than once. So right.
For sure.
I'm gonna go with an obvious one, and I'm gonna go with Murder on the Orient Express.
No, that will not be the right answer.
It's too obvious.
All right. Second hint. Mother.
Psycho?
You are correct. Yeah. Well done. You are correct. All right. Nice. Number two on your head.
All right. Number two on my list is going to be... Okay. Are you ready for this one? This is a tough one.
Okay.
Okay. Rocket.
Rocket. Ooh, that is a tough one.
Kind of like murder.
Rocket. You know what? I'm going to go with the obvious one. I'm going to go with the Rocketeer.
Okay. Nope.
Okay.
Number two.
Huh?
House.
House. Rocket. House. Up?
Nope.
No. Mm.
Final.
Yeah, I guess I lost this round, but okay, final hint.
This should help. Silence.
Silence of the Lambs?
No.
No. Uh-uh.
Wait, let's see. There are a few people trying to guess. So the things were Rocket, House, and Silence. What if I add sign language?
Signs. No.
A quiet also place.
Huh?
A quiet place.
A quiet. Why? Where does the. Oh, the rocket toy in the beginning. All yes. Right. Okay. That was a tough one. Okay.
I told you it's a tough one.
All right. All right. All right. All right. Okay. Well done. Well done. All right. Here's my second one. I'll start with the word lost.
The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
Okay, number two, bubbles.
All I can think of are the Powerpuff Girls. All right, Lost and Bubbles. I don't know. I got nothing.
All right, I'll add one more. Ocean.
Bubbles. Lost Ocean. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nope. All right, what if I say the word Sydney?
Yeah, I think someone wrote it. So yeah, Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo, yeah.
Good job. Who guessed it? Saeed. Good job, Saeed.
Saeed was a student of mine at one point.
All right.
Back in the days when I used to be a teacher.
Saeed, tell us everything. Tell us how mean Alan was in class. And he used to beat you up and hit you with stuff in class. He does that to me sometimes. But anyway, so my turn.
Yeah. Do you want to do two more or one more each?
I have two more. We can, depending on the time, but whatever.
Okay. We're like 17 minutes in. So I think we can do two more.
All right. Pretty cool.
You're a great student as well, buddy.
That's awesome. No, I have no doubt. So my first guess is, this is an easy one, by the way, to okay. make up for them. So it's boarding school.
Harry Potter.
Nope.
No. All right.
Number two, Ferrari.
Boarding school, Ferrari. Dead Poets Society. No.
No.
No, I don't even know why I said that. Yeah, I don't
Number
know.
Number three, Tango.
Okay. Tango. Oh, Scent of a Woman.
Hoo-ah! Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. So my next one is easy as well. We'll start with the word hack.
Hacksaw Ridge.
No. No. Okay, well, number two, system.
Matrix.
Correct. Well done. The last word would have been Oracle.
Oracle. Nice. Yeah.
All right, so, your final one.
Okay, this is like half and half.
Okay.
So, diner.
Pulp Fiction.
Nope.
Okay.
Chuck Berry.
Ooh. Okay. Diner, Chuck Berry. I'm going blank. I don't know what the hell is going on with my brain tonight.
You're shooting blanks? What? Sorry?
I'm shooting blanks is literally what I said. I said my brain is going blank.
Okay. Do you want the third?
Go for it.
Okay, I have two more words, but I'll give you a harder one and then the easy one, which you'll definitely know after. Time.
Diner, Chuck Berry, time.
You know who Chuck Berry is, right? He's a musician. He's a rock and roll star from the 50s.
Chuck Berry, time, diner. Looper? No.
The concept is right. Last word, DeLorean.
Oh, Back to the Future. Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay, so here is my final one. We'll start off with the word cockroach.
Beetlejuice.
No. Earth.
Wally.
You're right. Well done.
I don't know if I'm good at this game or mine are hard or I don't know, but.
I don't know. It's all right. This was fun regardless. Thank you guys for playing along. Jad, you are right. It is Wally. Here's a fun little bit, a little tidbit, a little bit of trivia. Did you know that Wally is actually like the name Wally is after Walt Disney?
I did not know that.
Yeah, apparently, that's what people used to nickname him. And so they just threw that in and hence Wally, Walt Disney, which is kind of a fun little tidbit there. All right, on to our next segment. One more segment before we are opening it up for Q&A. So prepare your questions, anything relating to movies, television shows, all that good stuff. We're open for questions for the final kind of run through of the show or the live. But let's do our recommendations. One each?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so jump right in. Go ahead with your recommendation for the times of Corona.
Sure thing. It's a recommendation I've done on the show before. But since we're live and we're in times of Corona, I want to try and talk about these positive movies which make you feel good and happy. Because honestly, when you watch something good on TV, on Netflix or wherever, it boosts you up. So I'm going to recommend a very cute movie called Chef with John Favreau.
Yes.
It's a beautiful movie about the son, a chef and his son bonding over, if you want, a road trip in a food truck. The movie has just a marvelous soundtrack. You can listen to the soundtrack on Spotify, probably, and Rami and so on. Such feel-good music. The chemistry between the kid and John Favreau is on point. You have small cameos by Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, Sofia Vergara is in it from Modern Family. It is such a feel-good movie. It is very light. It is. Be careful. Don't watch it on an empty stomach because you will want to eat. And there's something poetic about it. There's something funny. It's about family. It's one of these movies. When I watch it, the moment I finish it, I have a big, big, big smile on my face. I'm very happy. I'm content. And I think that's what we need to do in this period of Corona. And John Favreau is, I think, a very underrated human being. He's done so much.
Absolutely. I mean, thanks to John Favreau, we've got the Marvel Cinematic Universe, whether you want to admit it or not. And now, thanks to John Favreau, we've got The Mandalorian, which is, it's freaking epic. Okay, so my recommendation this week is going to be related to the story that I kind of wanted to talk about earlier today.
Yes.
Or earlier this evening. Around 3 or 4 days ago, it was actually the 15th anniversary of the show which of this series, which is drove me wild that it's been 15 years already since the show premiered. But I'm talking about one of my favorite comedy shows of all time, The Office. Yeah. I've recommended it not just on the show, but I've also recommended it on my Instagram page. I'm a huge fan of the show. It's absolutely hysterical. And in times of Corona, if you want a good laugh and some really, really inappropriate, politically incorrect jokes, that's the show to watch. It's got some great awkward moments. Steve Carell is just absolutely fantastic in this show. John Krasinski, you can kind of see a lanky, kind of youngish John Krasinski as well before he got all buffed up, and married to Emily Blunt. It's just a fantastic show. It's some great writing, great acting. And I like it because it's kind of like a mockumentary style. It was kind of the first of its kind. And when it came to American comedy shows, it was kind of like the first mockumentary American comedy show that aired. So that's my recommendation for you guys. I'm not sure if it's available on Netflix or not. In some parts of the world, it is. In some parts of the world, it's not. So you can check. I know it's available on Stars Play. If any of you are members of Stars Play, it is available on Stars Play, and it's complete. All nine.
Small parentheses. If you can find a small interview online between Alec Baldwin and Ricky Gervais, they talk about The Office, the British versus the American one, and how he faced some, not problems, how to translate into American humor and Steve Carell. It's a very interesting interview. It's not very long. It's probably like 10 minutes long.
I mean, the first season of The Office is very meh. Like, it's very, it's because
they're trying to find their pace, their footing.
Yeah. Every time somebody asks me about The Office, I always tell them to jump into season two. Get into the show because season two is just so much stronger. And you can kind of jump into season two without necessarily knowing what happened in the 8 or 9 episodes of season one. Like it's okay. You can go back and watch season one a little later. There's some really good moments in season one. But if you want to get into the show, jump into season two. It's just much stronger in season two.
Yeah.
For sure. And then the British one only lasted like 3 seasons versus the American one, which lasted for 9.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So for the final kind of, let's say, 5-10 minutes, we're opening it up for Q&A. So if any of you have any questions in regards to shows or movies or franchises, ask away and we would love to answer you. So we'll just hang around here and chit-chat a bit.
Let's have a conversation. Have you watched anything in the past week since our last live?
So my dad actually wanted me to download... I love musicals. So I actually was able to download a few live on Broadway... filmed on Broadway musicals. So we saw Victor Victoria... from 1995. So Julie Andrews actually reprised her role. Hysterical, beautiful production. Very recently, I watched The Call of the Wild with Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I loved it. I was expecting it to be but I actually loved it. The movie has a lot of heart. And then we're continuing the Star Wars marathon that we've been doing. We were supposed to start episode 7 yesterday, but we ended up not because my mom was busy. So my dad and I ended up watching Mel Brooks's History of the World.
So we have two questions, actually.
You
have favorite Tarantino movies?
And do you have any suggestions on a series like Dark or a movie like Inception, which makes us think and analyze while watching?
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. Let's start with the easier question, Tarantino, very quickly. I'm a big Pulp Fiction fan.
Okay.
I love everything about it. I love how messy it is and how unorganized it is. And it's, I think, Tarantino at his finest for me.
Okay. I'm actually going to say, although I really want to say Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I'm still going to go with Inglourious Basterds because I think it has one of the most powerful opening sequences in cinema history, period. That Christopher Waltz scene in the beginning is just, such a beautiful performance, so captivating. And I got to see that movie at Cannes, so it has kind of like a special place in my heart. So I'm going to say Inglourious Basterds.
All right. So movies that, like Inception, that make us think, well, it depends how you want to think. I mean,
yeah,
Looper is interesting to watch if you haven't seen
Looper by Rian Johnson. Looper is really good, actually. Looper is really good.
Kind of makes you think. Again, when we say makes you think, we don't want to give away too much because these are movies that make you think, and don't want to give away.
And I would recommend Ex Machina. I think Ex Machina has that sense of like it's a challenging film. It makes you ask questions. It makes you really like analyze your perspective on humanity, on gender, on human sexuality, on like it gets deep. If you really want to dig into the philosophy of the film, it gets deep.
Or also Memento. Memento is a really good movie.
I guess Jad or Fadi, I don't know which one what the first name is, but Arrival is another good one. I agree. I'll throw Arrival into the mix as well.
Absolutely. Okay. Did you guys watch The Platform?
I have not watched The Platform yet. I've heard many different views. Some people have loved it. Some people have not liked it. So, Saeed is asking a very interesting question.
Prequel Star Wars
opinions on the sequel and the prequel or just the sequel? Oh, on the sequel. I think I'm going to answer just as it is now because I really think my opinion might sort of differ after this marathon because I'm watching them in chronological order. So I'm sure my reaction to the films is going to be a little different, but I personally love the sequel trilogy. I think the only con that I have with the sequel trilogy is that it doesn't feel like they had one vision going into it. And I've said that before, but aside from that, I absolutely love the sequel trilogy. It has one of my favorite characters in Star Wars history, which is Kylo Ren. So it's Star Wars. So I love it. I can't, you know,
yeah, I'm going to agree with Alan on that one. I think these movies got too much hate, and it always gets us to this debate. This question, actually, we have is what if the old Star Wars movies were made today? Would they be appreciated or would people be toxic online or no? I think once we remove that layer and we try to watch them for what they are and stop overreading things online and overanalyzing, and this person said that, and why do I hate Star Wars? They're fun. They're good Star Wars movies. I personally really enjoyed them. I love The Force Awakens, even though some people say it's a copy-paste of A New Hope, but I really enjoyed it. The Last Jedi, they did something different. It got a lot of hate for that.
Yeah,
I respect what they did, and I enjoyed it. And then J.J. Abrams came back with Rise of Skywalker. He had to, you know, work with these two movies, come up with an ending. Carrie Fisher had died.
He had to work with eight movies, not just the sequel trilogy movies, but he had to work with everything and tie it all together.
With all the hate that's online and with all the negativity, he had to try to please everyone and make sure everyone's okay and not nagging. And for me, he did a very good job. He did an excellent job. I'm probably going to be watching Rise of Skywalker today or tomorrow again. I was able to get my hands on it. I can't wait to watch it. I remember in the movies, I really loved it. Does it have a lot of fan service? Absolutely. But why not?
Why is fan service such a bad thing? I don't understand why fan service is seen as a bad thing. Look, if it's not for the fans, why the hell are you making these movies?
Exactly.
Yeah. Kamal, regarding The Messiah. So I do think The Messiah takes a lot of liberty when it comes to prophecy. And biblical stuff. It does take a lot of liberties. I was a fan of the first season, but Netflix just announced that they will not be continuing with season two. There's not going to be a season two. So we're just stuck with the ending that exists, unfortunately. And it's not, it's a cliffhanger. So it's unfortunate, but such is the series, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, we'll open it up for at least one or two more questions before we end this evening. One or two more questions. I feel like I'm at an auction. Like, one or two more questions. One or two more questions. Going on. Score twice.
Boom, bing, bam, boom, bing, bam, bada, boom.
So one or two more questions. We'll open it up for one or two more questions. If not, we can leave it at that.
Let's see. Does anyone have a question?
Any more questions for us? Blade Runner and Blade Runner 2049 need more love. That's not a question, but I do agree. They do need more love. I love Blade Runner 2049.
Especially 2049, exactly.
2049 is just like, it's Denis Villeneuve, man. It's Denis Villeneuve.
It's a masterpiece. I was talking to someone yesterday, and I told them I watched Blade Runner 2049 alone in IMAX. It was one of the most amazing experiences I've had. There was not a single being, the whole theater. I was there all to myself, focusing on it. Massive screen, beautiful colors, beautiful film. Wow, that was gorgeous. A very interesting experience.
It's gorgeous. Rena's asking, is it fine to love movies but still never watch Star Wars? Of course it's fine. Yeah. You don't have to watch Star Wars to like cinema. Like, yeah, absolutely. We've always said this on the show. Movies are a subjective experience. You are either going to like a certain kind of movie or you're not. And Star Wars is not for everybody. It's absolutely not for everybody. Trust me. Yeah. And I would much rather you not watch Star Wars than watch it and hate on it. So let's just, let's make that very clear.
Not everyone is going to like the same movie, and not everyone's going to like the same movie at the same time in their lives. You might watch something right now that you loved as a kid and go like, what the hell? And vice versa. You might watch a movie you watched like 5 years ago and you're like, wow, this is actually really good. Why did I hate on it 5 years ago? So you can watch whatever you want right now. And as long as you're enjoying it, as long as you love it, that's what counts.
Absolutely. The final question here is going to go to, it's Nadine, I guess.
Nadine.
Oh, it's Nadine. Okay. So she's talking about Hostel, which was produced by Quentin Tarantino. Have I seen it? I have not seen it. I saw the trailer for Hostel when it was being released. I do not like these kinds of movies. Speaking of subjectivity, do not like these kinds of movies at all.
They're movies
It's directed by Eli Roth, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Look, it wasn't bad for what it was. I mean, it's not my favorite movie, but it's interesting within this category and genre. I'm not a massive fan either, but I think I enjoy them a bit more than you do. But it was okay. And usually when... it doesn't mean that if it's produced by Tarantino, it's going to feel like a Tarantino
movie. Yeah, that's very true. It's very true. It's very true.
Fun fact about Tarantino, he was on, in case people want to know, because you like this and you've said this before, he was on a show we both love called Alias.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so final question. The Movie Junkie, did you guys see the latest news? A Quiet Place Part 2 has now a release date, September 4th, and Top Gun Maverick has been pushed until December 23rd. You know what?
Everything's been pushed.
Everything's been pushed. I kind of like that Top Gun is now a Christmas movie, which is kind of awesome. Considering we don't have necessarily anything major to look forward to this December anyway. And as long as they get released, I really don't care. I just want to see them in the movie theater and enjoy them when they do get released. Oh, now all of a sudden, all the questions have come out. What is it? What's the one film you recommend watching right now? One recommendation from each.
Well, we did the recommendation.
We already did a recommendation earlier in the show, but I'll throw one in. That's fine.
All right, go ahead.
A movie to watch now. You know what? I will suggest a really feel good, tear jerky kind of movie, but it's still an excellent film in my opinion. I'd go with a film called August Rush.
Yes.
I think it's a great feel-good movie. I think it's a beautiful story, great music. So that's what I would recommend.
I'll throw in another one of my all-time favorites, Big, with Tom Hanks. Story of a kid who wakes up the next day and is an adult. They did 13 going on to 30. A lot of people, whenever I pitch this movie, they're like, oh, but it's like 13 going on to 30. Well, no, initially, this is the initial. Exactly. And it is such a feel-good movie with Tom Hanks. He's marvelous as a man child. And there's that fucking piano scene, which I just love, where they play chopsticks. It's a great movie.
What's the name of what? So mine was August Rush, and then Had suggested Big.
Big, B-I-G.
And then not August, I'm not going to spell August as in the month, and then Rush, R-U-S-H. All right, guys. Rush Hour. Thank you for joining us for another Script to Screen Live. We will do, we'll be doing these for as long as we need to throughout the weeks. At least we're doing them once a week, which is kind of fun. So join us again next week. We'll make an announcement as for the date. So thank you for joining us. Solo to my Chewbacca. Always a pleasure, my man.
My Chewie, take care of yourself, and I'll catch you later.
May the force be with you, buddy. All right, guys, have a great night. Bye.